Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercivia with Market Insights. Santo, how you doing?
Pretty good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Most people know, Santo, that you're the economist that gives Floor Focus a lot of its basis information as we do research and as we do commentary on how the business is doing. I thought it'd be interesting. You have a product that you call the Market Monitor. It's a quarterly report, and it just came out recently. I thought it might be interesting to talk about where you think the floor covering market is here in the U.S. So why don't you take us through the different surface categories and give us their year-to-date either growth or decline?
Well, the largest growth has been among ceramic tile. Imports are up 18% in ceramic tile in value, and ceramic tile overall is up 14%, and that's a very healthy increase. I'm always amazed at the growth of ceramic tile. It seems to be the number one performer overall year in and year out.
Actually, though, it's kind of catching up because, you know, if you look at the per capita usage of ceramic tile in the U.S. versus other developed countries, the U.S. is far below what you see in, say, Europe or South America.
That's correct. And plus, they're adding innovations to the product with the digital printing, large-scale size tiles. They're doing a lot with the technology and thinner tiles that allow the same tile to go on the floor that goes on the wall with no degrading in performance. There's a lot going on with ceramic tile right now.
Yeah, and fewer grout lines. And grout lines was one of the negatives around tile, wasn't it?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. So maybe we should set a preface, if you will. Your take on just the market overall and the growth, it's close to about 7% year-to-date in 2013, right?
That's right. And as we've discussed, you and I, anything that exceeds that growth rate is obviously gaining some share, and anything that's not keeping pace with that growth rate is losing some share.
That's right. All right. So you talked about ceramic tile at 14%. So that's almost double the pace of the overall business. Tell us about some of the other categories.
Well, wood flooring would be the next largest in terms of growth. We're looking at about 7.5% growth there. And a lot of that's being pushed, among other things, by the increase in housing starts. Year to date, we're looking at a 17% increase in housing starts. And that does well for wood flooring, where under normal conditions, anywhere from 40 to 50% of wood goes into that market segment. The next would be resilient, and the element that's pushing resilient is luxury vinyl tile. Luxury vinyl tile is almost 40% of total resilient sales right now, and resilient, we're estimating, is up just short of 7%, which is right on target. LVT is pushing it up. The other categories are obviously pushing it down.
Like VCT. We know VCT's on decline.
That's correct. Sheet vinyl has been absorbing some declines as well, so relative to the 7%.
And then where does carpet and rug fall?
Carpet, we feel, is around 4%, with tile being up and roll goods being down. Lastly, we're looking at laminate, which we feel is flat year over year in terms of pure percentage increase. Even the imports are down a little bit, 1%, and imports are about half the market. So overall, like we said, we're looking at about a 7% increase. When you look at the different market segments, you know, you see builder up, you know, housing starts up 17%. We measure replacement sales vis-a-vis real personal consumption expenditures for flooring, and that's up 6%, but that's not inflation adjusted. So, and commercial building is up about 8%. So all together, you know, we're looking at about a 7% growth there. And it's not what you would expect in a recovery, but it's good enough.
Well, another way you look at things is by channel and the way things are sold. Is there any summaries you've got there as far as what areas of the business are outpacing other areas?
One of the areas, obviously, is imports. Just to, I know there's been a lot of publicity going on about moving production back to the U.S. So far, that hasn't impacted the flooring markets yet. We see imports growing in just about every category. The other thing is home centers have benefited from this fracturing of the price points to where you're either a Walmart product, excuse me, or you're a luxury product. You know, it's happening all across American business where the middle is dropping out of the markets. And if you serve the middle of the market, you're seeing some pressure on your growth as opposed to if you're serving the lower end or the upper end of the market. Guys that are selling Lexuses and guys that are selling economy cars are doing better than guys in the middle.
Yeah.
And the people that are doing the best with that are people like the home centers, Lumber Liquidators, Floor and Decor, people that serve the different, and then of course the high end segments. People, Stanton and people like that on the high end are probably seeing some pretty decent growth right now.
So just summarize what you're telling me is that the home centers are catching that lower end side of the business. And then you shifted to talk about manufacturers and suppliers on the upper end. I guess we both, you know, we both saw Dixie's numbers, which were kind of through the
roof. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, and their Fabrica and Maslin brands serve that high end market, and you're seeing the growth that's accruing to them with their products.
And the specialty retailer, when you start talking about that level of the channel, they're the ones that are selling the upper end goods, don't you think?
That's correct. They are the market for the upper end goods on the residential side, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Okay, Santo. Well, as the year was about to come to a close, I did want to talk to you about that. That's very enlightening. Ceramic is doing very well. Hardwood and resilient are about traveling with the pace of the business overall. Carpets losing share and laminates losing share. That's the summary, right?
That's it.
Yeah. Okay, Santo. It's good to talk to you. Have a Merry Christmas. Again, been talking to Santo Tresivia with Market Insights, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.